Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gribbers Show. God bless America. For Friday, May 17, 2019, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Chelsea Manning, the one convicted when he still called himself Bradley, is going back to jail for refusing to testify in the WikiLeaks matter. Manning has been jailed before for refusing to honor a court order, so here we go again. Number two, President Trump gave a big ol' how the hell are you to Gavin Newsom, the California governor, Thursday when his administration canceled $929 million for the high-speed train to nowhere. In fact, the administration says California's been lying to us all for a long time about it. And number one, we have three other states ready to join Alabama in banning abortion almost completely, including Missouri, Louisiana, maybe Michigan, as that culture war plays out. And we'll get to that. But first, new this hour, Ilhan Omar stepping up to respond to the president's call for common sense immigration reform, including things like merit-based immigration, meaning if you have something to offer the country, if you have something you can bring to the table because you are a professional, you're trained as a doctor or you're trained as an architect or whatever it may be, or you have experience in the trades being an electrician or a plumber or a finish carpenter, or you can do concrete and you can contribute to America. That's the way the president wants to score admissions into the United States. And, of course, just as I told you, it would get great pushback. New this hour, pushback coming from Ilhan Omar, the freshman member of Congress from Minnesota, usually tangled up in debates and issues and conflict over anti-Semitism. This time, she continues her call to eliminate the border security that we have, eliminating the checks and balances we have on who comes into the country. Let's go to Ilhan Omar. It's bite number nine.
So what are we asking for? What we're asking for is very simple. We need to make sure that we cut and not put increases on spending on detention facilities. We need to stop using DHS as a slush fund. We need to abolish ICE and end all inhumane deportation and detention programs. We need to fight back against the criminalization of immigrants and those crossing the border.
The criminalization of immigrants and those crossing the border. Let me bring you back to a story that we talked about for the first time just last hour coming out of Dallas, Texas. An illegal immigrant from Kenya has murdered at least a dozen elderly women in and around Dallas, Texas at places for seniors, at senior living centers and so forth. 12 women, ages 76 to 94, murdered by an illegal alien here from Kenya. I wonder if that would be appropriate in Ilhan Omar's mind, or if somehow that too would be unfair and bigoted in its nature. Because for the rest of us living here in the middle of America, that sounds like good old-fashioned common sense. It sounds like the right thing to do. In forgotten America, the place is remembered only every 4 years by presidential candidates from her party, we have an idea that making sure we know who comes into the country is a good idea. To check their backgrounds, to give them a health screening, to make sure they're going to contribute and believe in America, to make sure they're willing to learn English and learn a few things about the civics and the history of the country. Is that really too much to ask? And the answer, of course, is no, it's not too much to ask. In fact, if you go back to Teddy Roosevelt, he will tell you that a hyphenated America is no America at all. So this comes on the heels of what President Trump announced yesterday in the Rose Garden, the president putting out a proposal about immigration reform that would include a whole bunch of changes, including a change to the immigration system when it comes to the merit-based system. Let's take a listen to the president from the Rose Garden, bite number one, as he announces his new initiative.
A topic of less discussion in national media, but of vital importance to our country, is our legal immigration system itself. Our plan includes a sweeping modernization of our dysfunctional legal immigration process. It is totally dysfunctional. The system will finally be fair, transparent, and promote equality and opportunity for all.
And so what he is saying here, and some Republican lawmakers don't like this a bit, by the way, what he's saying here is we will continue with the same level of legal immigration. Some lawmakers believe that should be reduced greatly. Right now, America takes in over 1 million legal immigrants every year. And apparently more than 1 million illegal immigrants from the southern border at the same time. But 1 million legal immigrants come to this country every year that go through the process, that fill out the forms, that pay the money, that get background checks and are willing to contribute, to learn English, to be part of what America is supposed to be. All of those things happen 1 million times a year. And by the way, that is more immigration legally to the United States of America than every other country around the world combined on an annualized basis, period. So if America is this horrible, bigoted, unfair place, why are millions of people fighting to get in? And why are the millions that are here illegally fighting to stay? Why? Because what the Democrats are telling us is bogus. It's bunk. It's nonsense. The president also says we need to reform the asylum system. It must be overhauled because too many people are jumping onto the asylum wagon and saying, I'm here for asylum, when we know that's not true. They're lying. They know it's a way they can raise their hand, claim asylum. They get put into a line for some court date somewhere down the line that they may or may not ever show up for. Bite number two. Go.
We must also restore the integrity of our broken asylum system. Our nation has a proud history of affording protection to those fleeing government persecutions. Unfortunately, legitimate asylum seekers are being displaced by those lodging frivolous claims. These are frivolous claims to gain admission into our country. Asylum abuse also strains our public school systems, our hospitals and local shelters, using funds that we should and that have to go to elderly veterans, at-risk youth, Americans in poverty, and those in genuine need of protection. We're using the funds that should be going to them, and that shouldn't happen. And it's not going to happen in a very short period of time.
As we have talked about in this program numerous times, we'll continue to do so, however, when you look at the number of people coming into this country illegally, there are a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, making a lot of money off this deal. In Michigan, a new prison is opening. I shouldn't say a new prison. An old prison that had been closed being reopened by a private company. It will house 1,800 non-citizens. 1,800 non-citizens each year will be incarcerated there. And the prison expects to bring in somewhere between $37 and $40 million a year. Now, keep in mind, that 1,800-person population, that represents less than the number of people apprehended in one day at our southern border. Less than the number of people apprehended in just one day. Catholic Social Services, Bethany Christian Services, and a whole host of other nonprofits also cashing in on the entire industry of illegal immigration. You follow the money and you'll find a lot of truth out there. It is 14 after. It's Friday. You're on the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. They're safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.